So today we are doing Siman Kuf Ayin Vav. There's very little in the Shulchan Aruch actually, but there's a very important issue that we're basically going to discuss. And the Mishnah Brura emphasizes this point, and it relates to a number of sugyas. But basically, the question is, and this comes up a lot, l'maisa actually, what's the din if I'm noshing on some food, let's say, and then I wash, and I plan to continue eating that food after I wash, after I make hamotzi? Should I make a bracha achrona on that which I ate before? Or should I not make a bracha achrona because the food that I was eating would be included in the Birkas Hamazon? I think this is common, especially when you're helping out in the kitchen, maybe you're eating something along the way. There are other examples of this. So the Mishnah Brura, the fundamental rule is no, it would not be included in Birkas Hamazon, and therefore you should make a bracha achrona before you wash. Birkas Hamazon will include all the foods associated with your meal, but not presumably the foods that you ate before the meal. However, there are really a number of exceptions to this. And what we need to figure out is the gather of those exceptions. So let's start with mizonos. So really this goes back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, birei chala parperes lo pater asapas. So what would that mean? That means I made a bracha on parperes before the meal. What is parperes? So Rashi sounds like it means like chicken or something like that, fish. Tosa says that doesn't make any sense because obviously the bracha on chicken isn't going to pater pas. It means we're talking about pasat snuma bikara. And the truth is, if you remember, when we learned Rashi, we thought Rashi also probably meant something like lachmanios or kisnin. Rashi also included that in parperes. So you made a mizonos on pasat snuma bikara, or lachmanios, and the chiddush is that I have to make hamotzi on my bread subsequently. Great. Well, what about a bracha achrona? Should I go ahead and make an ala mechya on my pasat snuma bekara, and then hamotzi on my bread and berkas hamazon on the rest of the meal, or not? So the Mishnah Brura says, well, this is actually a debate among the poskim, and basically machlokas achronim. The particular question is, what's the halacha if I eat these foods before the meal, l'tainug, o l'hasbia k'tzas, will they be included in benching? So the Mishnah Brura quotes two schools of thought. The Dea Rishona, that's his lashon, so we'll follow that. The Dea Rishona holds, tzarch levarach alayan bracha achrona kodem asuda. Even though, again, you're planning to continue eating these very foods, you're eating... This comes up, one way this comes up, I told you before, this is what my grandfather used to do, is they'd make Kiddush Shabbos Day, make, let's say, mizonos on Ragalach, and then wash and make hamotzi. Let's even imagine I'm going to have more Ragalach or some other type of cake for dessert. So the first day it says, no, you should still make a bracha achrona before the suda, even though you're going to eat more during the meal. And what happens if you didn't? In other words, you benched, and then you realized, oh no, I didn't make a al hamechia for my ragalach that I ate before I washed. B'diavad birkas hamazon paters mizonos. That is the way we paskin. It comes up in Simen Reish Ches Sif Yud Zayin. So now, what about the second school of thought? And the Chai Adam is among them. Second school of thought says, you know what? No, if you're going to eat more of these mizonos during the meal, so then we see it as one long achila. And therefore, l'chachila, you could be someich on the Birkas Hamazon that you're going to make in the end. In other words, just like the Birkas Hamazon paters, the ragalach that I ate after I made hamotzi, so too, it would pater the ragalach I ate before hamotzi, because it's all one thing. Now, the Mishnah Brura writes, even according to this view, you should have in mind behedya when you bench to include those ragalach. That's based, he writes, Ayin Evan Ha'ozer, Simen Reish Ches, and we're going to talk about what that means in a moment. But we'll get back to that point later. Now, how do we paskin among these two deos? So the Shaar Tzion, the Mishnah Berurah is not machriya. The Shaar Tzion, Osei, is nota to paskin like the first opinion, that you should make an al hamechia before you bench, before you wash. And that's the halacha. Why? Now, we're going to say an exception in a moment, but why do we fundamentally accept the first school of thought? The answer is because since it's a suffix, that is the safer option. If you go ahead and you make your al hamechia before your meal, so have you done anything wrong? No. It's not a bracha she'ena tzricha. It's not a bracha yesera. And therefore, it would be better to be machmir, because according to, if the first opinion is correct, and then you might not have made a bracha achrona at all on these things, because your benching doesn't cover it. Whereas even the second opinion wouldn't object to making an al hamechia before your meal, so therefore, you're better off. And especially because, as we've seen, even though you could argue this is ribui bracha shelo letzorech according to the second opinion, because according to the second opinion, since the Birkas HaMazon would have pottered this, so I've now made a bracha that I could have avoided, but ribui brachos b'makom safik is mutter. And that's what this is, fundamentally. This is ribui brachos b'makom safik, and therefore the safer option, since we are misupik, is to make the al hamechia before you wash. Now, before we get to the exception to this, it's worth thinking about the following question. But let's go back to our Mishnah. Didn't the Mishnah say, Birech al ha parperes shelifnei hamazon, pater sa parperes shelachar hamazon? So what does that mean? So there it's actually talking about lachar shemashach yado menapas. You made a bracha on the parperes before you made hamotzi, and then you had your meal, and then you were moshech yado menapas. Now remember, Tosas thinks we don't have that so much, but they used to have it, right? They took away all the table, silek yado menapas, and then you had some more mizonos, right? More parperes. So what's the halacha? You don't have to make a mizonos. Why? Because you made a mizonos before you washed. Now, doesn't that show explicitly that you don't have to make an alamechia before you make your hamotzi? Because if you made an alamechia before you made hamotzi, obviously that mizonos that you said before the meal wouldn't cover the mizonos that you're eating after the meal before Birkas HaMazon. So what's going on? Isn't that a raya? If you learn like the second daya in the Mishnah Berurah, that's great. But if you learn like the first daya, isn't that a question? So you have to say no. According to the first daya, we would agree over here that you don't make an alamechia before hamotzi. Why? Because then you'd have to make the mizonos after your suda, an extra mizonos. And therefore, in this case, what would the daya rishona say you do? You make your alamechia right before benching. In other words, you make your mizonos before you wash. You eat your parperes, you wash, you eat your meal. Now you have silek yado benapas. You bring out the dessert course. You have more mizonos based off of the bracha that you had beforehand. Then you'd make an alamechia right before you bench, and then you'd bench. Okay. So it's not a kasha, but it is an interesting ha'ara. Now, we don't have that metzias anymore. We'll talk about next simin, is that actually true? But at least Tosa says we don't have that metzias anymore. We don't have silik yadam and apas. So therefore, you would think that the better thing to do is always to make a al hamechia before you wash, right? However, that's not entirely true. Why wouldn't it be true? Why wouldn't it be true? So certainly it would be true if I'm planning to have, let's say for what we call dessert, more pasa babakisnin. I'm going to have cookies for dessert, cake for dessert. why would it be better not to make your alamechi before your meal? Like in the situation that I told you, my grandfather. So we used to have, we'd make kiddush, he'd bring out some ragalach, make him zonos, eat some ragalach. Now, if I make an alamechi now, then when it comes time for dessert, let's say I'm going to have more cake, so I have a suffix, do I make a bracha? Don't I make a bracha? The Mishnah Berurah himself says, don't make a bracha misafik, because maybe it's pas gamor. But that's not ideal. That's not ideal, because in that case, I might be eating my mizonos without a bracha, right? I might be eating my cake without a bracha, because al hatzad, that cake is actually pasav abakisnin, and you're eating it for dessert. According to Mishnah Berurah, you would make a bracha. So in this case, if I don't make my al hamechya before my meal, and I make, then I have the advantage of now being able to eat my cake for dessert without violating a potential bracha, potential suffik bracha. Remember, again, every time I eat cake for dessert, I don't make a bracha according to the Mishnah Berurah. And what am I doing? It's a suffik. It's a suffik. Should I make a bracha? Shouldn't I make a bracha? So suffik bracha is lakel, I don't make a bracha, because maybe this is pas gamor. But if it's possible to kiss, then I should make a bracha. So what's going on? So what I'm doing is an ideal. So I have a solution. If I made the mizonos on my raglach before I washed, then I totally am I'm much safer with respect to bracha vishona. So good. So that's what the Bir Halacha says. However, that's not so pashat. Why? It is true that I saved myself from a suffik legabe the bracha rishona, but what did I create? A suffik legabe bracha achrona. Now, if I didn't eat a shear, I didn't eat a kezias before I washed, then that's perfect, because then I saved myself from every suffik about a bracha rishona, and there's no suffik bracha achrona. But if I did eat a shear before, in other words, I ate a kezias, I made kiddush, I ate a kezias of ragalach, then I eat my meal, and now I have some cake for dessert. So I don't make a bracha rishon in that case, that's pashat. But now I have a suffix, do I make an alamechi before I bench? Does benching cover this? What would that depend on? The two deos we outlined before. According to the first day, I need to make an alamechi before I bench. According to the second day, I don't. So I've solved one suffix bracha, though I've created a different suffix bracha. But the Mishnah Berurah says, you know what? We like this suffik bracha better. Why? Because here, at the very least, I can have kavana when I bench to include these cakes, these ragalach, which at the very least, b'di'eved, will work. In other words, even if fundamentally I'm chayiv to make an almechi here, but if I have kavana to be motzi them, then I'm off the hook. So let me go ahead and have kavana to be motzi them, and at least b'di'eved that will work. How do we know that b'di'eved that works? That's based off of the Evan HaOzer. We're going to get to that in a couple minutes. But that's what he's saying. Again, the reason why this simon is so confusing is because what the Mishnah Berurah and other poskim are doing is we have so many sfeikos, we are going ahead and trying to come up with the best solution to resolve all of these fakos, right? That's what he's doing. So in the case where you're going to have cake for dessert and you're going to have cake for the meal before you wash, even though it's not a perfect resolution, a better resolution would be not to make an alamechi. Good. So far, we understand everything. Now, what's interesting is then the Bir Halacha takes this one step further and he says, you know what? When it comes to lekach the kichlach, okay, these are probably like the types of pastries we also have for kiddush. When it comes to so we'll call it ragalach, because but it's like nowadays you still have go to the bakery and you could also get lekach. Okay, when you have these ragalach, even if you're not going to have them for dessert, still you shouldn't make an al hamechia before you wash. Now, why would that be? What do you gain by doing that? In this case, I'll tell you what I lose, right? I lose, according to the Dei Rishona, I should make an alamechia. Now, It's true, b'di'eved, I'll be yotzei b'birkas hamazon with kavana. So as long as I have kavana, I won't lose, I'll b'di'eved be yotzei. But certainly l'chatchila, I'm forgoing the proper bracha achrona. And what do I gain? L'chora, I gain nothing. In other words, bishlam, if I'm going to have cake for dessert, I lose something because I'm only yotzei bracha achrona b'di'eved, according to the Dei Rishona. But at least I gain something, I get out of a safek brachos. But over here, I gain nothing and I lose something. So why would the Mishnah Berurah tell you to do this? Why did the Bir Halacha say to do this? So this is a mystery. It's actually not so clear why he would say to do this. It's sort of interesting because you'd say, okay, well, maybe the Maila is if the Chai Adam is right. Remember, the Chai Adam is a Dei Shniyah. If the Chai Adam is right, so at least I got out of Riboy Bracho Shalol Tzorech. Because according to Chai Adam, it wouldn't be great to make your Alamechia before you wash. Because that's really an unnecessary alamechia, because remember the Chai Adam, the Dei Shniyah, held that the benching would cover it. So maybe you'd gain that. But the Chai Adam himself says you should make an alamechia in this case before you bench, before you wash. So what does he gain out of it? Right? So he tells you what he gains, at least he alludes to it. And it's very interesting chiddush that he's actually choshish for this. He tells you that the vart that you gain is that if you make the al hamechia before, well, let's say this is actually pas, right? Let's say your cake, because remember, according to Mishnah Berurah, every time you eat a piece of cake or a cookie, we're thinking this is suffik pas baba kisnin. So let's say it actually is pas. So then, is my al hamechia the correct bracha? No. What should I do? Make a birkas hamazon. In which case, I'm not going to make the birkas hamazon now. I would just wait till my birkas hamazon after my meal. So al hatzad that this is pas gamor. So then, actually, what do I gain? I'm better off waiting till benching. If this is pas gamor, so waiting till benching is the right thing. If this is pasavah b'kisnin, then b'di'eved, if I had kavana and birkas hamazon to cover this pasavah b'kisnin, it'll work. So, therefore, even though you're not planning to eat raglach for dessert, this is the better thing to do, right? And even though you're not acting consistently, because al atzad that this is pas gamor, you can't make hamotzi 1 minute later, right? Which is what you do. But the answer is no, you would, because you made a mizonos on your pas originally. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah is suggesting. That's what the Mishnah Berurah is suggesting. So again, what comes out is, according to the Mishnah Berurah, if I have cake before I wash. So if you plan to eat cake for dessert, then you're definitely better off not making an alamechia afterwards. Even though fundamentally follows the Dei Rishona, the Dei Rishona would say you should. And even if you're not planning to have cake afterwards, still it's better to not make an alamechia afterwards, because maybe this is pascom. Now, if that is the correct cheshbon, then let's say you knew for sure this is pasavah b'kisnin, and you're not planning to eat it for dessert, then for sure, you should make your alamechia right before you wash, right? So let's say you hold Rabbi Willig is correct. So then for sure you shouldn't do this, because according to Rabbi Willig, cake is not safek pasavah b'kisnin, cookies, ragulach are not safek pasavah b'kisnin, they're vade pasavah b'kisnin. Right, so I don't have to worry that the proper bracha fun on this is birkas hamazon. In which case, the better thing for sure, if you're not going to plan to have it for dessert, is to make your alamechi before your meal. Or that would come out according to Rabbi Willem. And the truth is, Ramosh is a tshuva about this whole cheshbon in the Mishnah Berurah. It's chelav gimel simin lama gimel ayin sham. He also has noted to say that against the Mishnah Berurah, lekach and kichlach kodem asuda are vadei bas haba b'kisnin. Not like safek pas, as the Mishnah Berurah says. Why? Deharei hatzuker vehabeitzim vehashemen him kimat meruba min hakemach, which is true. You look at typical cookies, there's usually more sugar than flour. And even cake, when you, like he's saying, you add up the sugar and the eggs and the oil, it's kimat meruba, and oftentimes meruba min hakemach. In other words, these things are for sure not pass, give me a break. This is not bread. So therefore, the correct thing to do, l'chol apachos, if you're not going to eat more for dessert, would be to make an alamechia beforehand. Now, another shtickle mila to the way the Mishnah Berurah says to do it. Again, this is not the reason the Mishnah Berurah says, but another shtickle mila. Again, what did the Mishnah Berurah say? The Mishnah Berurah says when it comes to lekach v'kichlach, you shouldn't make your alamechi before you wash. A shtickle mila to that is alts kiddush b'makom suda. How so? Because when it comes to kiddush b'makom suda, so if you make an alamechi before you make hamotzi, and you hold that kiddush b'makom suda requires hamotzi, like the opinion of the Gra against the Gaonim, so then maybe is this going to be clear, kiddush b'makom suda or not? Not so clear, because it is b'makom suda, it's the same table, but at the same time you made a bracha achrona after kiddush before your meal. So maybe alts kiddush b'makom suda, there's a mila. I'm not sure if that's a good cheshbon, but l'maisa, that's not the reason the Mishnah Berurah says. Okay, so fine. So that is what the Mishnah Berurah says to do. Now, I told you before, the Mishnah Berurah takes for granted that Birkas HaMazon will work, even if these are Pasav Abakisnin and others, even though you're really supposed, let's say, following the first opinion in the Mishnah Berurah, you're supposed to make an Al Mechi before your meal, right? But if you have in mind to be motzi them in Birkas HaMazon, it'll work with the Yemen. How does the Mishnah Berurah know that? So the Mishnah Berurah just writes to look at the Evan HaOzer Simen Reish Ches. What does he say over there? There he's talking about if you eat Daisa La'achar Hasuda. Now, what does that mean? Achar Shemashach Yado Menapas, you have some Daisa. According to Tosvos, Tzarech Levarach Lefana V'L'acharav, right? But the Evan HaOzer says that if you have in mind to cover this daisa with Birkas HaMazon, that works. Because it's adif mitmarim. We paskin, as we'll see, that b'dieved, if you made Birkas HaMazon on tmarim, then it's covered. Because Birkas HaMazon are also mazon. So if tmarim it works, kal v'chomer daisa will work. Rabbeinu Yonah writes from the Chachmei Tzarfas, from the Rabbanei Tzarfas, that Daisa is not niftar b'birkas HaMazon. He says to Evan Ozer, that's when you did have in mind to potter them. But if you had in mind after to potter them, even though you should make a separate bracha achrona, it works, right? So therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah, I like that Evan Ozer. I'm going to apply that Evan HaOzer to this Shaila of the Raglach before the meal. I had the Raglach before the meal. According to the Rishona, they're not included by Birkas HaMazon. According to the Deishnia, they are included by Birkas HaMazon. Well, even the Dei Rishona would agree if I had them in mind Bedafka. Why? Because of this Cheshbon of the Evan HaOzer, which isn't actually so Pashat, but the Mishnah Berurah really likes it, and therefore he's going with it. So all of his complicated Pilpulim are based off of that presumption. Okay, good. So what about other things? Again, we talked about lekach v'kichlach, right? What about other things? Again, what's our shayla? You eat other things before you wash. Our shayla is, do you make a bracha achrona before you wash, and then you make your hamotzi, or do you not do so and include it in benching? So the Mishnah Berurah has a number of different siurim about the shiloh, variations of this question. And just for simplicity's sake, when we consider this, we'll follow his ordering, right? He has over there number letter aleph, letter base, letter gimel, right? So we'll follow his order just so it's easier. So again, what's our basic principle? The basic principle is it shouldn't be covered by benching unless there's a reason why it should be. Basically, right? Shouldn't be covered by benching unless there's a reason why it should be. So what are the various types of reasons why it should be covered for benching? So the first one, what is Os Aleph? Again, we're in the Mishnah Berurah Kufayin Vav. It's Sif Beis. And again, Os Aleph starts like the second, in my version, it's the second wide line. It's about halfway, a little more than halfway down the page of the, okay? So the first example is a halachic, so again, what are we looking for? A hook to benching, right? Or a hook to the meal. So the first one is actually halachic. What's the halachic one? We're talking about things that you would have to make a bracha on them during the meal anyway. And you're planning to eat those things during the meal. So what's an example? You are going to eat some fruit during the meal. So what's the halacha? Fruit require bracha, even during the meal. Each tree you made hamotzi, you're going to eat an apple, you're going to eat an orange, a clementine, probably a melon, right? All these things require bracha. Pashtus, they require bracha, whether you're eating at the beginning, the middle, the end. They require bracha. Fruit requires a bracha during the meal. What's dvarim shalom machmas asuda? Now, the details of that, we're going to talk about on Tuesday, Bezer Hashem, Kufayin Zayin. Kufayin Zayin is all about, not all about, but deals extensively with the question of under what circumstances does hamotzi cover fruit? But in a situation where hamotzi will not cover the fruit, which is the typical situation, like the Gemara said, so then, and you're planning to eat the fruit before the meal, so then you should not make a bracha achrona before the meal. Rather, you make the bari pri ha'etz, let's say, before the meal. You have in mind to cover these fruits during the meal, and then you don't make a bracha before you meal. You wash. Now that makes sense, because if I made a bracha achrona before I washed, so then I need to make another bracha rishon on that fruit before I ate it, right? So definitely I'm saving a bracha when I don't make the bracha achrona before I wash. So that makes a lot of sense. But the chiddush here is that they'll be covered by benching. The chiddush is that they're covered by benching. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah is saying. Not everybody agrees. Adam could tell us more. I'm not sure Sephardic achronim accept this chiddush of the Mishnah Berurah. But the chiddush is that they are covered by benching. If you're planning to have more during the meal, why is it that Birkas HaMazon covers everything? Well, just like it covers the fruits that I'm going to eat during the meal, it covers the fruits I ate before the meal. So therefore, if I'm not planning to eat more fruits during the meal, then I do have to make a bracha achrona before I wash. But, because then it turns out fruits have nothing to do with the meal. But if I do plan to eat more fruits during the meal, then I don't make a bracha achrona, and then they're included in benching. And the idea is that these achila kodem hasuda is part of my meal, because it's what potters my eating after hamotzi from a bracha. In other words, that hooks it in. Like we were saying, it needs a hook. It needs to be a hook to hook it into benching. What hooks this into benching? The fact that I'm going to eat more of this fruit during the meal. Now that in and of itself isn't enough, as we'll see in a moment, but the fact that I'm going to eat more of it during the meal, and what allows me to eat it during the meal? The bracha I made before the meal. What allows me to eat the blueberries after I washed? The bracha I made before I washed. So now the eating before I washed is shaykh to the meal. Outs the bracha, right? Halachic man. And therefore, there's a chibur. This eating before the meal, the blueberries before the meal, are part of my meal. Why? Because the bracha on those blueberries before the meal is what allowed me to eat blueberries during the meal. So memela, the blueberries before the meal are part of the meal. Memela, they're covered in Birkas HaMazon. Okay. Amazing. That is Aleph. Now we're on to base. Now, that is if you eat things that would require bracha before the meal, but if you eat things before the suda that don't need a bracha during the meal, right? Like vegetables, like liftan, ichveis, I can't wait to eat the potato kugel till the meal, right? I'm at it making a kiddush at my house, right? Making a kiddush at my house, good. So what's going to happen? I'm going to make kiddush. I'm going to eat some food now, and then I'm going to wash and eat some more food later. I can't wait. This potato kugel is so good now, right? I don't want to wait till hot. It's not going to be hot anymore. So I have some potato kugel before hamotzi. So I better make a bari nefashos now. Why? Because There's no shaychus between the potato kugel I'm eating now and potato kugel I'm going to eat after hamotzi. But I'm going to eat more potato kugel after hamotzi. That's irrelevant. There's no shaychus. I ate potato kugel twice, before the meal and during the meal. There's no hook here. Why is there no hook? Because you never have to make a bracha on potato kugel during the meal. So the bracha I made on the potato kugel before the meal doesn't potter any the potato kugel that I ate during the meal. That potato kugel I ate during the meal is pottered by my motzi. So this potato kugel has nothing to do with my meal, and therefore I should make a bari nefashos before I wash, right? This is very common. Person's cooking especially, and before they wash, they want to nibble on some of the food, right? Even though they had a shear, they should make a bracha achrona before they wash, assuming that they wouldn't have to make a bracha on that food during the meal. The Mishnah Berurah tells you over here that with respect to wine, look back at Kuf Ayin Dalid, Sif Vav and Zayin, since we talked about last week. Lachar, what he means is over there, it says that if you're drinking before the meal, that it is included in the benching. Why would that be? So one reason, let's say, according to Magen Avraham, is because the wine is Ma'ora Taiva, and therefore it's Gorm Liboy Hamazon, so it is actually Shaykh to the meal. That's going to be category three. He's going to get to it in a moment. So therefore, anything maybe that's Laura Taiva, so that we're going to get to in a moment. Okay, now, what about if you have a melon before a meal? That's also an appetizer, meaning to say, so what's going to be the halacha? So this is taka, a big machlokas, whether you make a bracha on it after you wash, right? And this we're going to talk about Tuesday, Master Sashem. A cantaloupe, a honeydew for a first course. Do you make a bracha on that? Do you make a bracha on that? Maybe no, because it's coming to appetize. Maybe yes, because it's not part of my meal. Not clear. So in this case, what should you do? So if you think that you do make a bracha on it after hamotzi, and I have it before my hamotzi, I should make a bracha, I shouldn't make a bracha achrona. If I think it doesn't require a bracha, in other words, if I think that my hamotzi covers my cantaloupe, so then what should I do? So then I should make the bracha beforehand. So this is very unclear. So the Mishnah Berurah says you should just be safe. Have less than a kezias of cantaloupe before you wash, and then you're set. Because first of all, it solves two things. It solves the bracha rishona shayla for the cantaloupe after the bread. And it also, since I've had less than a kezias before I washed, there's no bracha achrona shayla either. Good. Okay, so now we're up to Din Gimel of the Mishnah Berurah. So Din Gimel of the Mishnah Berurah is something that actually is appetizing. So then, if you eat it before you wash, with the intention of appetizing, of increasing your appetite, what would an example be? Mishnah Berurah says, Mine Mesika Shekoren Ein Gemacht. Okay, I don't know what that is. Is that like the palate cleansers that they give you at the fancy weddings between like the scoop of ices? I don't know. I don't know what he's talking about. Oh, Davar Maluach, the Kedomim. Okay, some people like to eat pickles before to whet their appetite, something like that. So he says, don't make a brach on them. Why? Because they're shayach to the Suda, like we said before. Okay, now again, this is only if they're vadai lahamshech esalev. Suffake, so then you should have less than a shear. Like we said, if it's vaday lahamshech halev, so then you don't make a bracha on it after the hamotzi, right? And then you could even have a shear before the hamotzi because it's shayach to the meal, right? Shayach to the meal. But if it's safek lahamshech halev, like we said, the honeydew, I don't know what to do with that. We'll talk about that Tuesday. Is honeydew really coming to appetize me? To be not clear. So then in that case, he says, this is what the Shartia makes clear, os tes. Then it's a suffix, and you better eat less than a shear beforehand. And this is basically based off of the Rush, which is paskind in kuf ayin dalid sivav l'inyan yain that we saw before. But then the Shar Tzion says, you know what? Even though it's true, according that yain shelifnei hamazon, that's coming to appetize, will pater, won't require it's a bracha chrona, like he said, but like the ipaskin based off of the Rosh, kuf ayin dalet sivav. But we saw the Shar Tzion says that there are some poskim that disagree with the Rosh. They would hold you have to make an ala gafen on the wine that's coming before the meal, even though the wine is coming to appetize. Right? Whose view was that? The Ramban. Remember, we talked about that last year. The Ramban said, the Ramban also in Psachim, that if you it's a very strange idea. You drink wine before the meal, you have to make an ala gafen. Right? Funny thing. But you do. So it's not so pashut that if it's appetizing, then it's shaykh to the meal. In which case, even if it's a vaday appetizer, says the Shar Tzion, the better thing to do is to have pachlus mikashir, right? So again, let's say it out. Suffolk appetizer before hamotzi. When I say appetizer, I mean appetize, literally, right? Orer hataiva. So if it's a vaday appetizer, suffolk appetizer, then for sure the Mishnah Berurah says you should have pachlus mikashir. But even if it's a vaday appetizer, since it's not so pashut, so therefore you should also have pachlus mikashir. Now, the Mishnah Berurah here takes for granted that if it's vaday ba lahamshich es halev, according to the Rosh, it's covered by benching, right? It's covered by benching. The Mishnah Berurah over here does not note that the Darkei Moshe, Shar Tzion Ostes, that the Darkei Moshe thinks that even according to the Rosh, if it's before the meal, it won't be covered by benching. Okay? In other words, even if it's appetizing, but before hamotzi, it's not covered by benching. The Mishnah Berurah says, for sure, according to the Rosh, it will be covered by benching if it's vaday appetizing. But not everybody agrees to the Rosh. But the Darkei Moshe thought, even according to the Rosh, if it comes before the meal, it's not covered by benching. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't quote this. Rav Moshe, in that tshuva that I mentioned, actually notes, it's interesting that it's a pella, he says, that the Shar Tzion omits that. But that would be, now, why? Probably the Shar Tzion disagrees with the Darkei Moshe. Darkei Moshe is a chiddush. But what comes out is that's yet another reason to have pachlus mikashir. So it turns out, lemaisa, for all these things, is that all the things that are appetizers that you eat before hamotzi, the preferable thing to do is to eat pachlus mikashir. Okay? Good. So now we're up to Os Dalet. Yes, Yosef.
Lemaisa, I mean, I can't think of a practical example where this actually comes up as manazeh. People have melon to be ma'orah. I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe grapefruit is la'orah hataiva.
I've seen melon as the first course.
I'm sorry, Aaron, I didn't hear it. Say that loud.
I've seen melon served as the first course.
No. Yosef is saying vaday melon is served as a first course. Yosef's saying he doesn't know if it's there to appetize. In other words, what's the purpose? So we're talking about that on Tuesday. What is the purpose when they serve melon as a first course? Is it there to appetize? Is it there to fill you up? Is it there to be refreshing? And if that's so, what does it mean? It is very common to have that as a first course, though. What's hard to know, I saw that some people distinguish between melon, some poskim, and grapefruit. Why? What's the distinction? Because sharp things are ma'or ha'taiva. Melon is sweet. So, like the Mishnah Berurah says, pickles are ma'or ha'taiva. So, bekitzer, when would this be relevant? It would be relevant for, among other things, well, one place would be relevant would be for schnapps, as we talked about last simon. which are also possibly ma'ora sativa. Another time this would be relevant would be, again, if you're planning to have melon or grapefruit before your meal, in other words, as a first course, like Aaron says, he's seen it. I've seen it many times. So the correct thing to do for the Mishnah Berurah would be to have pachos mikasher before you wash. And that would solve a lot of problems. So this is very relevant. Now that's misafek, there's sort of a sfeika there, but there's no question that the better thing to do is to do it beforehand. Now, if we go back to Adam's theory, Adam was telling us that you should do this for dessert also, which is not a bad cheshbon based off what the Mishnah Berurah said before. So you go ahead and you bring out everything you're planning to eat dessert before you wash. Cake, fruit, ice cream. You have like a pachos mikashir, and then you make a motzi. Now, you could make a strong case that that is an ideal thing to do. I'll tell those brachos. I don't know if your wives will all be so into it. And if you have kids, they're for sure not going to be into it. To bring out and tell everybody, okay, you can have a bite of cake, a bite of ice cream, but no more, a bite of candy, right? And eat that before dessert, okay? So we're not going to recommend, say that you have to do that for the dessert. But at the very least, if you're already having as a first course something like a melon or a grapefruit that's coming to appetize possibly, so then for sure this is a good etzah. As long as you have pachos mikashir. Good? So again, that was category three according to Mishnah Berurah, which is what was the fundamentally, if it's according to many Rishonim, right? This is really what the Mishnah Berurah thinks is the ikar halacha, though he's misupik. But if it's hooked to the meal because it's me'or hataiva, then it's covered by benching. Again, remember, because what's our klal here? It's covered by benching if it's hooked to the meal, right? So category three for the Mishnah Berurah is why is it hooked to the meal? It's hooked to the meal, machmas, that it's me'orer hataiva, and therefore covered by benching. Good. Moving on to category four, this is sort of not a new category, but a warning. Da, da'ad mutter lachol kodem ha'motzi dvarm she'en tzach bracha toch ha'suda kegon ha'mivuarim besif beis. Right? The example I said before of the potato kugel. So if you're going to eat potato kugel before you wash, so then what did he do? He said, you make a bracha rishon on the potato kugel, you make adam on the potato kugel, you make a brain fashion on the potato kugel before hamotzi, right? Saying, if you're planning to eat potato kugel, that's not right to do. Da'at riboy bracha shalol letzorech. But it's going to be a while till you eat it. It's okay. Like I gave the example of the kiddush, right? You're making a kiddush, Baruch Hashem, you had a daughter, and COVID's over, and now you want to make a kiddush. So you want to have some potato kugel. Now, by the time you wash, it's going to be 45 minutes till you wash, right? Then it's okay to make your adam on your potato kugel and make your brain fashion on your potato kugel, and then you make your hamotzi when you're ready to sit down and eat. But let's say you're going to start eating in 1 minute, right? This potato kugel smells so good. I can't wait any longer. I need to eat a potato kugel before I wash. That's not right. Why? That's just riboy bracha shalol tzarech. Why should you do that? And it's also violating Seder Kadima the brachos, because really bread comes before potato kugel. However, that's what the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Chayadam. It's not appropriate to do that. But he writes, Yesh Omrim, that let's say I like to eat it before. I don't know why, but I like, you know what I enjoy? I like having potato kugel first before my bread. I don't know, I want potato kugel schnapps. That's my favorite thing in the world. Some potato kugel with some schnapps, and then I'll wash and eat everything else. Okay. So he says, yeah, some say that's okay. It's all right. It's a goring brach shem tzricha. No, it's not in a tzricha because this is the way I like to eat it. This is my favorite way to eat. In fact, the Darkei Moshe even quotes from a kolbo, which we don't accept halacha, but it's such a beautiful kolbo. That he says that let's say a person, he quotes that a person like loves a certain type of food. Let's say meat. They love steak and they're gonna have steak. And such a beautiful inyan to make a bracha on food that you love. So you're gonna go ahead and you're gonna have, but if you make a mahutzi, then you're not gonna make a bracha on your steak. So the kolbo, what did he used to do? He used to make a shahakal on the steak before he washed. Just so you got to make a bracha on the geshmak food, like the Kuzari says, is a beautiful thing to do. So it's a beautiful thing. But the Dargan Moshe says it sounds like most Rishonim don't accept that, and we don't accept that. If they're coming to appetize, like we said, then it is okay. And if it's appetizing, it's not a shaila of ribui bracha shelo l'tzorech. First of all, because it's the derech to eat it first. Like we said before, the halacha of kedima bebrachos is only when you want to eat everything now. But if you want something else first, then the dinim of kedima bebracha don't demand that I eat this at a later point, right? Lamashal, when I, if I'm having a salad and cake, I don't have to eat my cake first. I want my salad first. So if this is an appetizer, so I want to eat it before I make a motzi, that's okay. And also there's a certain mila in that case because it gets out of a suffix brachos if you had it later. Okay, so that is what we have for Simen Kufayin Vav. Kufayin Zayin, again, we'll do on Tuesday, Bezrus Hashem. We're not going to spend that long on it. It's not that long. And also because really, we talked about a lot of the shilas in Kufayin Zayin when we did the Gemaras. So I hope to finish Kufayin Zayin for sure on Tuesday. And then we're going to start Simen Reish Beis. I guess we'll save that for Thursday. I don't mind starting on Tuesday. If you're up to it, you'll let me know. But otherwise, Reish Beis on Thursday. So that's the plan. Good? All right. Mm-hmm. Have a wonderful day, everybody.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you. Yeah. Oh, dear.